friend's son, newly graduated from college, mentioned to me the other day that maybe I should consider monetizing this blog. Apparently, he confused me with a blogger who has an audience of more than a handful of layabouts on the South End. Shortly after the election of 2016, I listened to a Southern California dude who put out faux news stories impugning Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. He claimed he had tried to plant fake stories about Trump, too, but he said the folks on the donkey side of the political aisle weren't nearly as gullible as the Trumpists. He felt bad, he said, that stories like his had cost Clinton the election. He had even voted for her, but, well, that's the way the ball bounces. The interviewer asked if he would continue to print faux news stories, and he said he was considering desisting, but, geez, he was making six figures, and, well, he had a mortgage and a family to support. It was going to be a hard call. How'd you find me anyway, he wanted to know. Well, let's see. On one side, honesty and integrity. On the other, outrageous lies and money. The more outlandish, the more money. Call me cynical and tell me to go play by myself, but I'm betting our friend holds his nose and keeps printing what he sells. Me, I'm accustomed to poverty. Plus, we don't have a mortgage, and we don't have any outstanding loans, and, well, we never did. So maybe it's easier for me than this low-life Southern California creep to walk away from dirty money. And oh, if you were wondering about the headline of today's blog, it's just a trial balloon. I mean, how will I really know if I would turn down six figures if I don't actually make six figures? This is called research and development, so thank you for your help. I sure couldn't do it without you loyal readers. And here's a sneak preview of tomorrow's headline. Trump fails urine test again. Feel free to forward this to friends and any sponsors you know of.